teranga marie orangi nui e tui honei o papa tuanu kue takatonei o te taiae afinei ia tātou tihei mauri ora. This is the Green Desk on 95 BFM.
Welcome back to The Wire. This week on Green Desk, Mitchell has a brief chat with Auckland Forest and Birds spokesperson Nick Beveridge about the NZTA's proposed east-west link. The east-west link was originally part of National's Roads of Significance scheme, which has seen backlash from multiple organisations and hapū since its original conception. Now still in the works, Forest and Bird are taking the proposal to the Court of Appeal for the devastating effect it could have. Mangrove Mitch begins by asking Nick what is being proposed for the link.
Yeah, well, it's a four-lane road, basically runs along the foreshore, the Manukau Inlet there, and it's connecting up to other, I think, state highways that NZTA are responsible for. So they were wanting to basically, yeah, provide a connection there. It's not a motorway as such. I think it's not a 100K. I think it's about an 80K limit or something like that. You know, technically it's not a motorway, but whatever it is, it's just a roading.
No, I see that. Oh, I've been doing a little reading on my bus ride up here. You guys, and along with multiple hapū, Ngāti Whātua Rākei, Te Kawarawa Māki, you guys have all stood against this before. So why is it back on the cards now?
You know, it got approval. You know, they went to a board of inquiry and they approved it last year, I think it was. And although the government has said that they've sort of, they're looking at other options at the moment, we still, because it's still on the table, it still has to be dealt with. So that's why we're still going ahead with this appeal.
Like, what is actually at stake here? Where is this, like, it seems to be dissecting, you know, east to west. What sort of places are at risk here? What kind of biodiversity are we putting at risk?
Yeah, well, there's quite a range of habitats that are actually affected, but the main one is the lava flow vegetation, which is the last remaining area of that type of vegetation in Auckland. So it's unique, you know, and we should be doing everything we can to protect that. And so part of it will be destroyed, and in fact it probably will go because of the rain shadow effect, because there's going to be a motorway on piles over it.
Yeah.
And so some of it will be destroyed with the piles, and of course then there'll be issues with drainage, and you know, it's really like a death knell to that.
Yeah, of course. So what do you actually mean by lava flow vegetation? What constitutes that?
There's a certain type of plants that grow on that sort of habitat, and they're lots of like herbs and small shrubs, and some of them are threatened, found nowhere else, like little ferns. You know, you really need to get into the detail of it. You have to be an expert reader to know what they are.
Yeah.
But you know, they found nowhere else. It's the last bit, the last refuge in the whole of Auckland. And so this is not just of regional significance, of a national significance.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty crazy to me. So what kind of, obviously, you've got pretty unique vegetation there. Does it attract quite unique biodiversity as well, in terms of animals?
Well, not so much that bit, but then there's the other bits. There's wetlands, there's raupo wetland, there's salt marsh areas, and then there's the mangroves. And they are all very important for threatened birds. You've got banded rail and bittern and all those sorts of things that are found there. And then on the mudflats, you've got like ryebills that are threatened, come up from the South Island to feed during the winter. You've got a whole lot of birds that will be displaced as a result of it as well. So it's not just the lava flow vegetation that's at stake here. It's a whole lot of different areas where wildlife actually can, or at present are using.
I'm not quite sure if you can answer this question, but when NZTA are, you know, considering these roads, are they taking the seriousness of what they're doing in terms of the environmental effects into it, or is it purely, like, this is going to connect A to B the fastest, it's going to get the most people across? Is that the kind of, you know, sort of cost-benefit analysis they do?
I think that was what's driving it at the time. I think it was very much an economic thing.
Yep.
Their focus has changed a little bit now, I think, hopefully. It's more safety-based. But before, yes, you know, it was basically getting from A to B and everything else, oh, well, you know, everything else would just have to sort of fit around that. We tried to get them to change the alignments. It avoided the lava flow vegetation, but no, they weren't prepared to do that because it was going to cost them too much and they'd have to buy more land and all these sorts of things. So we did try and talk to them about that. But so, yes, at the moment, it's not good news for that particular lava flow vegetation, and that's why we're appealing the board decision.
You just said that they were saying they'd have to get more money to buy more land, but I see now that with the reintroduction of it, they've actually reduced what was originally proposed in terms of the budget as well. So in terms of, like you said, maybe relocation of birds like that, would that even be a possibility with like a even smaller budget? Would they be able to explore any other options and things like that in terms of the environmental impact that they're going to have? Surely must just be getting overlooked now.
Oh, I'd say so. I'd say if they were determined to go ahead with that same four-lane approach, then, yeah, I think that they're not going to be able to achieve anything better. But they just have to look at perhaps using an existing roading network and upgrading that or whatever, all the other options that are open to them. I mean, they don't have to use this particular location for it. They can look at other alternatives and whether we actually need a roading connection there. I don't know. I don't think they've ever done that assessment as to whether it's needed. I just thought it was a good way of, you know, spending some of our taxpayers' money and everything else sort of goes by the board.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit blown away. I thought we were talking about, you know, biodiversity effects and, you know, a bit of habitat destruction. I didn't realise we were actually talking about the, you know, the destruction of a habitat, the last of its kind kind of spec here. You know, it's kind of a bit crazy to me why this is actually even being agreed to by anyone. Yeah, I don't really know what else there is to say, mate. Do you want to add anything else?
It's good that people know that this is so serious, because people just don't realise how important that little bit of lava flow vegetation is. You know, it's all there is left.
Just while you're here, is there a way that people can get involved in this? Is there any petitions or is there ways that people can channel into this and make some submissions or anything?
People could approach their MP, you know, approach the it's probably a good way to go, because this is now the next stage is the appeal, High Court appeal. I guess it's sort of like we've just got to go through that process and hope that the government comes up with a better alternative. So yeah, fingers crossed.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Te hei, Māori ora.